Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon is based upon our gospel reading of Luke 21, and especially verse 28. Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Here ends our text. The end is drawing near. The end of a year, the end of the fall, the end of the world, the end of our lives. Ending, ending, ending. With all that has taken place within this year, we may just wonder, Lord, are you coming pretty soon or not? With the Cubs winning the World Series and the election, we may have even prayed, come Lord Jesus. And yet, that is exactly where we find ourselves today. We find ourselves at the end of another church year, as we are here at the very, not the last, but the second to last Sunday for Advent. So how natural it is to hear of the end of the world. And yet it doesn't ring any truer for us today. All of our readings focus around this. The end is coming. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. And yet, how often do we find ourselves like the apostles in our gospel reading? As the apostles are walking around Jerusalem, they are adoring all the sights that they see. They are the rural visitors to this big town. They get to go to the temple and see all the magnificent stones with which the temple has been built. As we read in our gospel reading, as they were adoring these precious stones, Jesus kind of nudges them and puts them back into perspective. He reminds them what truly matters. And it's from this we have this end time discourse. Jesus speaking of what is yet to come. Jesus says, these stones, not even one, will be left upon another. These massive boulders, destruction, thrown down. Naturally, if we had seen what they had seen and heard what they have heard, we would have asked the same thing. Lord, when will these things happen? When will these things take place? And so we do ask, Lord, when are you coming? How long will you allow enemies to rule? How long will you allow sin, death, to be ruler over your people? How long will you allow your own people to be put to death for your name's sake? Oh Lord, how long? That is our cry today. Jesus answers that in a very definitive way. He points to all these things which are happening around us as mere birth pains of what is yet to come. The whole earth is groaning because of sin. Earthquakes, famines, pestilence, floods, drought, hunger. All these things which we so try and meet in our world, we can't. All these things which have happened to us, including persecution, we have tried to kind of sweep away and say, well, maybe Jesus isn't quite coming yet. I mean, how much worse can it get? If we look at our gospel reading, it's going to get a lot worse. This is only the beginning, he says. as he points them first just the destruction of the temple, which happened in 70 AD. Sure, their temple is going to be destroyed. Our temples, our congregations may be destroyed. But, he says, do not be led astray during these times. Do not be afraid. And yet, how often is it easy to look around and be afraid of all that could happen to us? Well, I could get sued. I could be thrown in jail. I could be put to death for what I believe. We have been living a very good world for Christians in this society for so long. And yet we know it's coming. We know because Christ has prepared us before it. He has told us in his word what to expect. But we are still thrown off when we see such things taking place in our life, don't we? We try and grab things of the world to be our trust and our guide. We try and grab onto those things which have no firm foundation at all. We try and look for guidance in all the wrong places. We are led astray by our family and friends. What's one more drink? What's the pre-born life? After all, it's really my choice. What's the big deal about homosexual marriage as long as they love each other? What is the big deal? As we are led astray from the path of God. Yet Christ is the one who brings us back to our focal point, to this path that he paved with his own blood, his body and blood given for you at the cross. You see, it was there and is there that your firm foundation in the midst of the end comes. For not only will the end yet come, it has come. The end of the world is here. Each and every Sunday when you gather around the word, the body and blood of Christ, and in your baptism, God has come bringing forgiveness, life, and salvation in the midst of sin, death, and the power of the devil. It was there he trampled underfoot all the powers which would have you. At the font of holy baptism, God claimed you as his own. He redeemed you, a lost and condemned creature, and put you on the way of life and salvation. It was there he began to prepare you for what lies ahead, as he brought you to this altar to receive his body and blood for your faith, for your forgiveness, for strength to go out and meet what the world throws at you each and every day. It's in this place the kingdom of God has come. So it is in this place we can also say, come, Lord Jesus. It's each and every time we gather around our tables and say, come, Lord Jesus, we're praying that he would come with his celestial feast to us. Each and every time we gather at that table, we already are at the end of time with all the saints who have gone before us to celebrate the marriage feast in the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. It's in all these things God stills your fears as he speaks through one who is called in his stead. He stills your fear-stricken hearts by saying, peace be with you. And so the peace of God resides with you. So although the end may be drawing near, although we may astray. God brings you back to the place where your faith is founded, to the true way to life, the cross of Christ. It's in this place God ever stills your frightened heart as he comes. For you see, his end is not one that frightens, but it is a joyous and exciting time. For when he comes, not only will you be with him spiritually, but you will be raised with all believers in the bodily resurrection of all flesh. You will see him as he is. As your redemption draws near, Christ has drawn near to you. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now may this true peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.